An effort to ban Native American mascots, logos, and nicknames in Wisconsin public schools was quashed on Wednesday, at least for now. A resolution to rid schools of the mascots was rejected by a delegation of about 300 school board members from across the state. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
This latest push against Native American mascots started with Wausau School Board President Tricia Zunker, who is now also running for Congress. Zunker is Ho-Chunk, and she objects to the about 30 Wisconsin school districts still using Native American mascots and nicknames.
This is essentially interscholastic discrimination. Mascots, logos, nicknames, imagery, they do not stay confined within the school districts. Other school districts are exposed to them. Our students in the Wausau School District are exposed to them. That is why we undertook this resolution.
The Wausau School Board put forward a resolution against Native American mascots, and it made it to the statewide group that represents school districts, the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, or WASB. Each year, WASB members vote on resolutions that set its legislative agenda. If the members approve a resolution, WASB will advocate for the policy change in the state legislature.
I move adoption of Resolution 2010, Native American Mascots.
On Wednesday, more than 300 school board members from across the state gathered to vote on their policy priorities for 2020. The mascots resolution was one of the most controversial. Erica Connor sounded emotional as she spoke against the idea. Connor represents the Maguanago School District, home of the Indians.
I cannot be in favor of this delegate requiring school districts to do anything. It's the very thing the state does to us all the time that we get up here and we are all upset about because they require things and then they don't fund them. And here we're going to require something and then ask them to fund it. I cannot support this one, and I don't know that it's a good use of our time to debate the mascot logo here, but to rather focus on local control.
Connor's case for local control was echoed by others, including Menominee Falls School Board member Mark Nadolski. Menominee Falls also uses the Indians' nickname, but the board recently voted to change it after a lengthy public process. Nadolski said these decisions should be left up to school boards.
A measure like this did have a voice for the community, and it made for a genuine action for the district to make either way on this topic, rather than making this as a state mandate.
But other board members, like Bob Peterson of Milwaukee, pushed back on the argument of local control.
And the question of race in particular, we know, if you look at history, that local control and states' rights have often been used against the interests of the minorities, specifically people of color in this country.
In the end, the majority of the school board representatives sided with those advocating for local control. The vote was 218 to 101. Tricia Zunker from Wausau was not able to participate in Wednesday's vote. In a phone call afterwards, Zunker said she was surprised and disappointed in the result.
This is not an issue of local decision-making. It is never good educational policy to stereotype against an entire race of people.
Zunker says even though the statewide school board association won't lobby against Indian mascots, she's glad to see some individual districts, like Menominee Falls, take action on their own. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.